Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello once again. This is Genevieve and welcome to Genevieve's Journalism. How are you today? I pray that all is going well. Enjoying the last couple of days here. It's been warm and 90 degrees. Just a tease for now, but I know a lot of people can't wait till the June and July and August come. Today's lesson is just one verse. Something that is kind of dawning on me. And it's had an impact on me. We're in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Fourth chapter of Ephesians, and I'm going to read the 26th verse. It says, "Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." Matthew 27, "And do not make room for the devil." Anger has ruined a lot of relationships. Ruined a lot of lives. It's ruined a person who is angry. anger is like fire. Can be like fire, you know. Now, who wants to be around an angry person? Who wants to be somebody that's, you know, the drop of a hat? Some people get angry. There's a lot of times they get angry over nothing. A lot of times, not all the time. Now the first part says, "Be angry, but sin not." Listen, there are some things that do make people angry. When children, or we hear that children are abused, or we hear that, you know, all the wars going on, and all the evil that's being done. Be angry, but it says, "Do not sin." Now, what does it mean by "do not sin"? I look at it as don't do the same thing that the offending party does. You know, if somebody gets angry at you, you shouldn't retort to getting angry at them. One thing about playing competitive athletics is, you know, when you have an argument or something's going to break out into a fight, what you need is peacemakers. People are going to calm down the situation. You'll get everybody calm, get everybody under control. And this is what God desires of all his children, all the most of all Christ, that we need to be under control. The second part is, do not let the sun go down on your anger. The best piece of advice I ever received is when I got married. And my pastor told me, don't go to bed, don't go to sleep angry at each other. You know, resolve it. Like, whatever it is, if you can resolve it, resolve it. Don't be angry, don't be mad at each other. I'm sure there are countless stories of somebody, a mate said a cross word to their partner, and the next morning the partner didn't make it to the next morning. And I read one story where the offending partner regretted what she said, that the last words that I said to her were anger, words out of anger. And it's important, you know, to control our anger, control our emotions. Today, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I mean, how many relationships have been destroyed by anger? I know one particular musician, he talked about peace and love, and he go beat up his wife. That turns out he's an angry person. He's angry, you know, part of his, you know, with his upbringing. You know, you got a lot of angry people out there, because maybe because they're upbringing, they're mad at their mothers or their fathers. But you remember, you know, you have to remember this, okay, you can't go around being angry all the time. In the last part here, it says, and do not make room for the devil. A good example of this, Cain and Abel. Both of them offered a sacrifice to God. You know, in Genesis, Abel's gift sacrifice was acceptable to God, while Cain's wasn't. And instead of Cain finding out what's acceptable to God, he stewed and he got angry. And he ended up killing his brother. He was mad, you know, eventually he was banished from the land, so he was a murderer. And you can be like murder. You know, how many people have been damaged by somebody's temper or their anger? I know when I got asked Christ to come into my life, the one thing that I asked God, I said, God, take away my anger. Because there are a few things in my life, you know, I think I damaged relationships. But it was embarrassing, too. It was embarrassing for them, embarrassing for me. You know, and I didn't want to be that way. You know, you can be angry about a lot of the wrongdoing, but don't stew on it. Don't stew. You may feel like you have a strong opinion about something, an issue. And somebody might have a different opinion. Well, being angry that somebody has a different opinion, so don't be angry with them. You may not agree to disagree. No, I have. No, we all have things that we disagree with. Also, I believe one of the most important thing is don't let your anger, because you feel strongly about a particular issue. You know, anger never really changes anybody. All it does is make somebody else angry. All it does is create strife. And that's the one I'm sure is one thing you don't want to strife, any kind of strife. Also, if you possess anger, you know, you're blind yourself to the opportunity that may be out there. You know, how many people will let their anger, you know, don't let your anger blind you to the opportunities. You know, if you're angry, if you have to give somebody, you have to forgive that person. You know, you'd be angry about your upbringing, but as a Christian, you know, to forgive that person. No, you say, I'm angry for what you did to me, what happened to me, but I forgive you. It doesn't matter how the other person reacts, the main thing is you go and you forgive them. You know, God will take care of the rest. You know, I'm pretty sure people will let go of their anger, but God is able to work in their lives. And then see a lot of things. See the opportunities and the blessings God has for them. You know what? No, anger. Christians shouldn't have to go around being angry at everything. So, that's what the devil, being angry all the time. the most important thing is to pray for the person, love the person. Maybe that family member hurts you. Maybe somebody did something to you. Maybe somebody got that promotion over you. Maybe somebody said a bad thing about you that wasn't true. But, you know, don't go around being angry. You forgive that person. Forgive that person. God will take care of you. As long as you, God has forgiven that person, God will take care of that. No. But, you don't know what the anger you are. You know what? You know what? Some of them are about anger. If you haven't been resolved anger, resolve it now. You know, if you said something to your spouse or to someone, you know, resolve that. Ask them forgiveness. Ask forgiveness. You know, don't let it be an albatross around your neck. And don't make the room. What I mean is don't give the devil an opportunity to do something that eventually you will regret. Look what happened to Cain. Cain, he gave room for the devil, and he went out to the garden, killed his brother, and he was forever a fugitive. Instead of, finding out what God wanted, what kind of sacrifice God wanted, he sent out, he was brooded. He brooded and stewed, and then he got angry. And he took it out on his brother. That's what anger does. Takes that out of other people, all the people, innocent people. And I believe whatever if you have anger, and there's somebody you need to apologize to them. Or you have the opportunity. You may not have an opportunity. It's something to apply. That something happens to that person and you need to apologize and you don't. That's something on you. Now, if you have the opportunity to apologize, do so. Do so as soon as possible. And in the angle, that's got to be, God will take the rest. Take that, let God walk in you, let God, He's got work in you, and God, heal you from that anger, and God fill you with His Spirit. And don't let the devil come into you. Don't let him take over your heart. As a Christian, don't make room for him, because he'll only destroy you. And I just leave this with you, be angry, but sin not. And this is going to be attempt. And I hope this lesson helps somebody today. And I look forward to getting back together with you for our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.